All right, we are sorry to interrupt you guys. We're going to go ahead and start the podcast right now. We're rolling. We're 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds in with a podcast. No video.
You missed all the good stuff.
It's okay. We have to just start it all back over again. How about that?
Nah, we got to talk about something else, man. Just keep it going. Keep it organic. Ain't keep no need trying. Exactly. You know what I mean? Trying to repeat what we don't talk about.
I know. We got Bibby Simmons and Donye in the
so house. So this is all audio, no video.
Audio right now. We're just
going to audio. I was just asking. You know, I got a face for TV.
Yeah,
audio is good.
So
we only give it the public.
Making them. Well, the last time I did a video, and then I did a podcast. I just used the video that we did, made a podcast, but this time I'm just going to do straight audio.
For sure.
Just for the sake of it, just for keeping it simple.
What's up, man? What's on your mind? Talk to me. Big head on the mic, man. Big head. Donye Hicks. So check me out. Big head. 2017 LAP on Instagram. Life after prison, man. Living it up, man. Living it up.
What?
One day.
I do.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, man. Cantateq, man. This strain here, it's like lemon gelato or some shit, man.
So what you been doing lately, man? Just chilling?
Who's ready for a dab?
Start with you, man. Start with you. It ain't no who ready, who turn is the question. Whether you're ready or not, get in line.
You're here with Devin Dan.
What you got? We gonna get Bibby in trouble. Oh, that's what he said.
No. My man grown, man. My man ain't do look what we do, Bibby do. What Bibby don't do.
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't judging him and he ain't judging us.
There you go.
Listen, cause y'all know I don't know how to be politically correct. Like I ain't got no filters, man. Only filter I have is Monday. That's that and whatever that consists of. And tomorrow it'll be Tuesday.
Everybody thinks Joe Reed gonna run this thing, but I think Steve Reed gonna do a good job. Ain't got no choice. Ain't gave him the job, ain't it?
I mean, Trump don't show you, man. You can't do no worse than him.
Yeah, I think Reed gonna do a pretty good job, man.
You can't do no worse than him.
I think he's not gonna be confused. If anybody, I think you're listening to the most would be his wife. And that's the person you're supposed to listen to because y'all become one as you marry. But anybody.
I mean, how long do he got in there?
4 years. Yeah, 4 years.
I don't mean to be inappropriate right here, but his wife is attractive.
She's inappropriate by death.
I mean, I'm sure if he heard it, he'd probably be like, yeah.
You get put on that? You do it. And my boy, though.
I forgot. I just talked some boom. I'm talking about so much. Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, you need to have a nice setup, studio set, and all that crap. You were DJing back then. You love to play music back then, dog.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't never played no music. I own the clubs. I own that club in Tuskegee down there, and then I own that club.
I'm talking about when you were younger. No, you were older than then. You go way back, man, with Mike.
Oh, you talking about, yeah.
You used to play that music all the time, remember? DJ. It was, I don't know what it was.
I'm telling you what I was doing. That was when I was younger. Back then, I was just throwing parties when I was 17, 18 years old. Like, that's what I was doing. I ain't never DJ.
No, ain't them ain't no club. You
talking about coming over my house. We used to be trying to learn them songs.
Yeah.
That's what you got to be talking about. When you coming up, me and Mike, you know, trying to learn them songs, be playing that music.
Yeah.
and trying to learn them songs.
I need that mother when I go home, boy. I ain't got no letter.
You going way back.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm telling you, you ain't had no blood. I'm going to tell y'all, I know. Because if you had Fred had to stand up to your uncle, Fred Lewis. And Fred, you had to stand up to Lewis, man.
Lewis.
Yeah, then you got Lewis.
Man, Lewis. Yeah, see, that was, man,
I'm taking you well, man.
That was, when Lewis came around, I was probably no more than about 12, 13 years
that's
old.
That's when I knew you.
God is reclaimed.
He threw the land. So back then,
God is reclaimed. It just came out.
Oh, man, that's going to be the best.
I mean, when you first stood up to him, y'all respected that man. I ain't going to lie now.
Man, listen, I'm gonna tell you, man.
I respect.
Remember, you. I was so young back then, man. You know, I was in and out of jail back then.
But you respect your uncle, though. You respect your uncle.
I was talking to my mama, like, I really don't need, like, because he was on the round for a short period of time. I really don't even know him. Like, and like, he getting older now. And, and you know, he up there in New York and he by himself and shit. And so, you know, he get me on that phone and sit on that phone and talk for hours and stuff. And now, I hate that he up there because he like he ain't got nobody up there. You know what I mean?
He's the best, isn't
he? Well, he got a, I think it's just his ex-wife. I think that's who see our thumb up there.
Taste the best, but this is gonna be good.
How you look,
man? You were young. I'm telling you, you were young when I first met you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was shit, man. Like I say, man, I'm probably about 11.
Yeah.
And shit, man.
That ain't, because I know back then you ain't no clue, because back then you and your brother, yeah, you and your comrade, y'all was in the lure, whatever he said.
Yeah,
y'all did. Yeah. Did I remember when the first time you stood up to him? Conrad did, but you did.
I don't remember that.
Who had the bag on the man?
See, I was probably about 13.
You got a little.
When I turned 13, I went and had to go do 2 years.
2 years? 13?
Yeah.
He said 2 years. 13. Goddamn. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. I started getting in trouble early, man.
That's that filter.
That's that
filter wag. That's like the hash at the bottom of the.
Man, so you went there 2 years. Then went back and did how many more years? I did. Well, shit, I spent my whole childhood in that motherfucker. I did them 2 years from like 13 to 15. And then I came home when I was 15. Then when I was 16, I did another year. And I came home when I was 17 and shit. When I was 17, they sent me in that motherfucker till I was 21. But I ain't stayed. When I was 19, I went to the military.
Yep. They let sure did.
19, they let me get out and go to the military.
Damn, sure did.
If you
want to
do it, you can just.
I'll never forget that. You went over there and cut motherfucking Uncle Sam out there. See, you better. Hey, thought you wanna cook up? Yeah, you wanna cook Uncle Sam about that? See your head back all there. You wanna try to fight the goddamn colonel? You wanna try to fight the colonel?
That shit gets you lifted.
He wanna try to fight the drill. When he was in the military, he wanna try to fight him drills. And as soon as man, one of them stood against the drill. So
yeah, I ain't
there, Donnie. You're damn trying
to
fuck with
it. Yeah, military shit didn't last long at all.
Man, you been to play the goddamn drill, son. That's what I'm saying. What are you saying, though?
You ain't the rest of it?
Yeah, you even throw me food. I got to eat good and fucked up if I can finish it.
I told Frank, I mentioned him. I said, this is what you should try. This is 75, 80% THC. It takes you there. It takes you there quick. All right.
My question is, take you well.
Shit. I never want to go there.
Thank you, baby. Take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back. Take me back to before I came over here. All right, man, you got your water. Far. Where's your water at, man?
We went too far. I wasn't trying to go that far.
Hey, that was a thick old day of mixed in with the new and the old.
Every time I come over here, I get way higher than what I want to get.
Lead them motherfuckers where you want
to
be right.
Man, I don't be wanting to be this high. I just be wanting to be like cool, like black guy, gangster, mellow, hip hop high. Jason want to get me goddamn way white boy wasted high.
I wish I had some sativa.
I only want to get this motherfucker high.
I wish I had some sativa, man. I've only got indica.
Give
me a small stomach. You ready?
You be on TV sometimes. I don't know why I got lied. I don't know why I went lie. I be sitting at the house with you. I be saying, motherfucker, you high. You don't know.
And that's what Chase be saying. I don't know why I'm lying.
I be looking at, I be sipping down. You,
hey, man, I'm gonna tell you what I be thinking about, man. I'm gonna tell you, that motherfucker on Independence Day with that radio station in that trailer. That's what I be thinking about.
That's funny.
Chase is gonna be right there. I told you, they're coming.
He was the pilot at the end and went up in the thing. He was the character from National Lampoon's. He was the uncle to Chevy Chase. No, he played opposite of Chevy Chase in National Lampoon's. Harry. Harry, I think was his name.
I remember that vaguely. I sort of missed it.
National Lampoon's, man, with all the lights.
I mean, Chevy Chase and the whole name, all of that just sounds vaguely familiar.
You don't know them, baby?
Yeah, I try one of them.
But you got to chat. Man, you let a lot of that thing out. Don't hit it so hard so you have some breath.
I'm going to watch Dolemite tonight.
I'm watching.
Yeah, it's good.
I didn't know Dolemite was going to be in the post. I didn't know he was that somebody had created. I thought he was a real pimp.
Hold that and just wipe it around that hole. Don't get in the hole and wipe it around.
My fucking forehead, bro.
There you go. Like the elders.
This nigga, I can't feel my
forehead. I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
I told him I can't feel my forehead. That seems like a funny situation. All right, man, keep on fucking around, man. Bibby over 55 years old, man. You got that man hitting that motherfucking shit.
Bibby the main one that can handle it. More than both of us, I guarantee you that.
Well, it was cold outside. You just grabbed anything, Bibby. I see you got that Auburn hat on.
Yeah, I ain't got it.
You got to be smart,
dude. Coming outside. That grab
he thought you were pretty.
Yeah,
he thought you were messing with him.
Really. He did.
This old young punk gonna tell me what I got on.
No, he did. Hey, baby, Brett. He talking about an overall slap. I'm caught on to it. I don't know what you be cold. That grab away that thing. Throw it on. Come on.
I was really trying to see. Are you an Auburn fan or was it just cold and you fan?
You better say,
Mo Jackson, other than that, man, I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm going to tell you how I became an Auburn fan.
Okay.
And then, you'll understand, this man was, I cut his grass. I got my own land. You know, I got my own lawn for
two or
so. You know, I cut my own grass, remember? Uh-huh. You went out there with me a couple times, you know. Hey, but anyway, He bought everything that Auburn ever had. He bought the Auburn chair, Auburn coat, Auburn hat, glove, shoe, everything. I'm talking about he made it down to the watch. And when he died, his wife gave it all to me. I was like, what the fuck? I might well be an Auburn fan. And that was it. And I've been an Auburn fan ever since. I'm on ever since.
Makes sense. That's good. I see the attack. Hey, at least you got a story, man. Some of these guys just follow a losing team because they destined to be losers themselves.
I was grandfather in it. All that was gave to me. How many people can go to a football game say you got a chair to sit in and say Auburn? You got an umbrella say Auburn. You got a jacket. I'm talking about a nice jacket saying Auburn. I'm talking about this dude was rich, so you know you had the best. All that stuff turned into an Auburn fan.
Turned into an Auburn fan. I got you.
I never did like no college football. I was a Cowboy.
I tell you what, baby.
I was a Cowboy.
Me being the man I am.
I was a Cowboy fan.
Me being the man I am. This is what I'm going to do.
I would tell you like.
And to all my listeners, this is what we gonna do. I'm going to start a hat. We're going to start a pool. And what we're going to do is we're going to come up with, we're going to get this money together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to buy you an Alabama chair.
Oh, no.
And an Alabama hat. And an Alabama jacket. And what else he said he had with the lady gave him?
Umbrella.
Umbrella, we're going to buy you an Alabama umbrella. No, because what we're going to do, I'm going to give you the same opportunity that old lady gave you. The only difference is I'm going to give it to you with a winning team.
But the thing is, then I won't be Bibby then. I'm not keeping it real.
You ain't doing that. You been the same get person.
I ain't get that first.
That's all she just said.
I'll whip you.
I got you. Okay, he said, I ain't get that first. I can respect that. Well, I'm going to tell you, though, I really read a book, and it was where they had did a study, and they was, like, trying to figure out why would, like, people, in the sense they use Auburn and Alabama being one, and then they use Los Angeles Clippers and Los Angeles Lakers being one, and then they used Dallas, Texas, Houston, and they're basically saying why when people got the option to be a fan of a losing team, why they got the option to be a fan on a winning team, why do they pick the losing team?
Because one thing about it, man.
You got the option to be a fan of an obvious winner. Why do you choose to be a fan of a loser? Like, why is that?
Because if you stick with the team, you know that you got a chance to be with the team that are winning. You are a loser. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're not a loser. Because you stuck with that team. You won. You lose when you leave.
I like your theory. See, but that ain't what the psychologists and the people with the books and the degrees said. They said that deep down inside it's because you resonate more with the loser. Like, and that's most people's case. Most people like the whole Cinderella story. Most people like to see the loser win because that's what they see in themselves.
That's why I like Auburn. I've been to more Auburn games. But by tradition, I'm an Alabama fan because the rest of my family pretty much is.
I said all that to say this because books are books and that's just chitter chatter. What I'm saying today, as the president of the Alabama Fan Association, Chapter 29, I can receive you two, both of you, right now as Alabama fans and give y'all the opportunity to be winners. Give y'all the opportunity to be winners, baby. And you no longer have to defend your stand or why you want this team. You no longer have to drop your head at the end of the season and walk around in defeat. Like, you no longer have to deal with
it. What you did it for so long, man, it become a habit, so we used to it.
All I'm telling you is I represent change here today. On November, what day is it, man? November the what? November the 4th. I'm telling you right here today, I'm giving you the opportunity to be a winner, baby.
Real.
giving you the opportunity to jump. They come on. They saying you jump on the bandwagon. Well, the bandwagon is welcoming you with open arms. I'm telling you, come on, man.
Right on over.
Come on, right now we in the middle.
You gotta get ahead of.
Right now we in the middle.
What are you gonna do with that?
One thing about it, I'm gonna treat this like me and my brother here. We in the military together. We don't leave fallen soldiers.
All I'm going to tell you, baby, right now we're in the middle of an exciting season, man.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we got LSU coming up. Then right after them, we got Auburn. Everybody saying we ain't played nobody all year and what LSU going to do and so forth and so forth. All I say, man, if I see you Saturday, man, hit me up, man.
I was there, God took care of me. You got me out of there. I don't know why that woman, bro. Hey, when I come back, I could do it. What? They beat all what? Then I come back. Alabama had did what they had done. Oh, have mercy.
They say, I'm going to tell you what they say. I like, because, you know, the barbershop conversation, they say Alabama defense ain't where it's normally at. Like, that's where they say we weak at in defense. They saying teams that ain't supposed to be putting up points against us, been putting up points against us. And, you know, hey, they say a lot.
Man, excuse me for cutting you off.
No, you good.
Get what I look at, too. I look at it like this right here. If Auburn or Alabama wins, I am still a winner.
Yeah, Alabama.
Definitely.
I tell people all the time. Auburn is like the little Alabama. I like to see Auburn win, man. Just except when they play in Alabama.
But y'all got the first stop buying your game, man. You got to play a fair game. A fair game.
Gus a millionaire just like goddamn Saban Nick is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a game for sale, what the hell stopping everybody else from buying one?
Nick ain't bad, so Nick said we got all the money.
Nah.
Then Alabama got the jump on everything.
See, Alabama got the jump on everything.
He got to jump on everything, man. Everybody follow whoop. Alabama. Nick say, get out there and drive anything you want to do. And then he come out. What I really think now, what the person that I give credit to about Alabama, I'll never take it from him. Yeah. What his name? Val Bryant.
They just named Nick Saban the greatest college football coach of all time. They just named him.
Val Brand created what he playing with the win. So you, how could you beat the creator? Val Brand is the creator. So now if you look at it, when Val Brand come along, Val Brand to brought them football players together like it was, man. Now they learned the game. Val Brand introduced it. Now you take it, and the college still winning. That's good. But Val Brand put that team together. And he didn't
get
that credit.
Not the team, the legacy. I think, anyway.
Yeah, I think he put that team together. And they just followed that legacy with the same team and just make them do different things, but he always put in them team. One thing he played with that team was the mind game that you cannot lose, you winners.
Amen.
And they stuck with that, man. That's right, put that with them boys. When they get in trouble, who y'all get to see on